Oh, Hardy's hooking. Oh, got a piece of it to end the game. It's out of here. Earth win. And the Scorchers will be the number one seed headed towards the finals. A six-wicket victory for Perth with eight balls to spare.
The Brisbane Heat by six wickets, six balls left. They've moved 10 points clear on top of the table to sew up the minor premiership. And Josh Inglis has been good enough to give me some of his time. Josh, thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it.
All good, mate. It's good to be on.
Well, you've been one of the talking points of the summer. I've got to say, I do a talkback radio show, a little talkback radio show where we have been talking a bit of cricket over the summer, and your name's been mentioned quite a lot. Has it been a tough summer for you? Have you been okay with being the centre of attention and sort of hanging around waiting to see if your name was going to get called up?
Yeah, it's been very different for me, that's for sure. Obviously, had the World Cup call up, and that was just an amazing experience and a lot of fun. And then yeah, sort of just been in and out of cricket really all season. So yeah, it's been awesome to be around the international setup. So that's been nice.
So you've seen it as an advantage for you going forward for your long term prospects?
Yeah, I think so. I think if I do make my debut in whatever format, I feel like I've been around the group now, and you sort of it takes the pressure off a little bit when the time does come. So no, it's been great to be around the boys and learn from some of the best players in the world, and yeah, it's been nice.
Has it appeared to knock your form around that much?
I feel like it has. Yeah, I haven't scored a run all year. Yeah. It's been tough. Yeah, just struggling for rhythm and just lack of game time really, but. Hopefully now we can put a run of games together and put some runs on the board.
And have you seen, I mean, did you speak to Alex Carey at all?
Yeah, we're good mates. Yeah, I spent the last couple of test matches, with him, so, yeah.
Have you seen his evolution, his form? Because there's been a few having a crack at him. He's done some good. He's had a couple of things not quite go his way. Has it been tough for him?
I think Kez is going all right. I think he's taken some really good catches. It's obviously tough coming into international cricket. You're in the spotlight and everyone's always got an opinion. So regardless of whether you do good or bad, you're always going to get spoken about. So no, I think Kez has done a good job, and he's obviously played a part in winning an Ashes series, which is awesome.
And the evolution that we've seen, we talked about it at the start of the summer when you joined me on the program, and it was great to have you back then. But the evolution of the Australian cricket team, it seems as if there is a wind of change at the moment that is giving opportunities for those that are in form.
Yeah, I think it's been good to see that people are getting rewarded with performances. And now I feel like they're sticking with that for a while and giving everyone a fair crack. Which is good. So, yeah, hopefully it continues.
Is the three formats going to work in your favour or against you, Josh, given that we're probably getting more likely to separate squads in the future than ever?
No, I think it's only going to be a positive. Yeah, like you say, if there are going to be tours where squads are split, I think if you can play all three pretty well, you've got a better chance of getting picked, haven't you? So, no, I think it's a better position to be in, and I love playing all three formats, so hopefully that works in my favour.
And do you see how you close out the BBL season as being something that's going to be a deciding factor as to, you know, your future, especially immediately with a couple of tours to come?
Not really. I'm just focusing on scoring some runs, really. We've had a great campaign so far and finished top spot, but we've hopefully just two games to go. So yeah, my focus is purely on the next game on Saturday, and then hopefully the final the week after. So yeah, not looking too far ahead.
And has it been fun? The BBL season's been one with a difference as well. We've seen players, you know, come out of nowhere and have to be added. COVID's played a role. Has it been fun or has it been tough? Or given that your winnings kind of takes care of all of the worry that might be hanging around the periphery, how's it been for you?
Yeah, it's been different. It's been pretty tough, to be honest. Obviously, everyone's been out of Perth and we haven't been able to to spend any time at home whatsoever. Yeah, that's been hard, and we've had restrictions on us. We can't really do much. We're pretty much locked into a hotel now. We can't really go out and eat or anywhere, eat outside at restaurants or cafes. So, yeah, it has been tough the last little bit, but partners and families are, a lot of the boys have their partners and families with them, so that does make it a little bit easier. But yeah, it's not been the big bash of old. Usually it's good fun. You obviously travel the country and see all the different cities and what comes with that. So yeah, it's not been the same, but we've tried to put a positive spin on it, and we've played really well, so that's helped that cause.
And does that make winning it a little bit more important for you to get something for the trouble?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it will just be that little bit sweeter if we do win, knowing the sacrifice we have made to be here. I'm sure that'll be great if the time comes.
Hey, great to have a chat to you, Josh. You've been on a lot of people's lips, and it's great to actually hear your voice and hear how positive you are. Good luck with the BBL finals.
Thank you very much, mate. Cheers.
Josh Inglis joining us as he did at the start of the summer. It's been a tough summer, but as you heard, he's enjoying it, and he's about to probably get something from it, given how good a form the Scorchers are in. Back to the tennis after the break. Brett Phillips is going to rejoin me. We'll take a couple of your calls as well if you'd like to join us. 1-300-736-736 is the number on the open line, brought to us by Werribee Kia. One here, definitely not with Kyrgios. Does he seriously think we listen to him? Thanks for that. Can you wish Josh a strong second half of the domestic season, Josh Inglis? Hopefully the tour or three to Asia this year. His chance will come very soon. That's from Daniel, wishing Josh Inglis the best. Great to have you company wherever you're listening. It's Wayne's World live from Rod Laver Arena.